Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
It's been a while since we talked about catalytic converters. The problems of people stealing those. You go out to fire your car up one day and it makes a racket. You discover that someone's stolen your catalytic converter. And of course, the problem is that they take it and they sell it at a junkyard and they get a couple bucks for it. Nothing compared to what it costs you to fix. I understand they get more than a couple bucks. I'm trying to be figurative here to make the point that what they make off of selling the stolen converter is nothing compared to the cost it is to you to get it fixed or the cost to society in general. So that's why that's something that we should be able to do something about. And so they're looking at ways to fix that. But another problem is, depending on what type of car you've got, it might take a while before they can actually fix your catalytic converter, i.e. by replacing it. And if your vehicle is unfit to drive until that gets replaced, you've got problems. So with thefts still high, California Prius drivers wait months for new catalytic converters. From the LA Times, Laura Nelson wrote this, and Larry sent it to me. When the catalytic converter was stolen from this woman's Toyota Prius in Long Beach, she thought the repair would be a simple one. How hard can that be, actually? You know, there's a gap where it used to be. You got to figure out where the ends are, fix those, and then put in a new one. How long could that take? Well, her local dealership told her it could take 6 months to get here because they don't have them in stock. The woman is pregnant, and she thinks she's going to actually probably have her baby before her Prius has its new catalytic converter. Of course, the processes are different biologically, but we'll get to that. You may have to send the children from the room. When two Toyotas love each other very much. At first, I thought there must be something I could do, she said. She's 32 years old. She's a speech pathologist at an elementary school. And then she found out that she was on a waiting list, 100 people deep, and she wasn't at the front of that list. There are just too many people in the same situation. For several years, the older Priuses have held the dubious distinction being the number one target of catalytic converter theft in California. Drivers whose converters have been stolen are now experiencing a second indignity. Thousands of owners are ahead of them across the state in line for the same part, and these delays could stretch on for months. Of course, thieves target the hybrids because their catalytic converters have a higher concentration of the precious metals compared to cars that run simply on gasoline. The Prius was the best-selling car in California a decade ago. It's an easy and lucrative target, and there's tens of thousands of them on the road. The Times called the parts department of a dozen Toyota dealerships in Southern California and asked for the hypothetical wait time for a catalytic converter for a 2011 Prius. Every service center said the part was back-ordered and was not available immediately. Most said the wait would be more than 3 months and possibly 8 or 9, and they are sick of getting that phone call because they get that phone call probably a dozen times a day. There's just way too many of them getting stolen, and there are thousands on back order, said an employee at one store. Another said, if you come in right now, you're looking at the end of August. End of August, and again, we're still in March here. Corporate representatives for Toyota did not respond to questions from the Times. Even getting a projected repair date is no guarantee, as one man discovered when his catalytic converter was stolen in January. A service center in Van Nuys said the repair to his Prius, which is a 2012, could take 6 months. Now they're saying October, so they pushed it back 4 more. His insurance company will pay to have the new part installed, but will not compensate him for a rental car for longer than a month, or they want to total the Prius otherwise. So they're saying that's your basic choice, and I'm not sure that they'd leave that choice up to you, but they're basically saying, look, our insurance policy says we'll pay for repairs. And if your policy does not say and will pay for a rental vehicle in the meantime, you might be out of luck. The man said, I'm screwed, to be honest with you. He's an aspiring actor who is now walking and skateboarding 3 miles each way to his job as a waiter at a restaurant. The theft feels like being kicked while you're down. It's pretty demoralizing. You go from driving to your job to skateboarding there. I mean, it's a very California thing to do, but for a 25-year-old restaurant worker, that might kind of bum you out. The frequency of partial theft reports for older Priuses, a category that include the theft of catalytic converters, surged in California by almost 850% in the last 2 years, according to the people who track these things. And by partial theft, we're saying not the entire car is stolen, but a part of it is stolen. In other words, they are taking the whole catalytic converter, just not the whole car. There has been a stark increase in the number of catalytic converter thefts in Los Angeles this year, according to the police chief there. with 406 more reported in the last 5 weeks of 2023 compared with the same time period in 2022. Police chief said he's taken aback. The thefts can be done in under a minute and are easy pickings for crews searching for favored makes and models of cars. So some frustrated Prius owners are abandoning the hybrids altogether. Some people are trying to find other places to park them. And they are also, believe it or not, talking to people about inscribing VINs, vehicle identification numbers, or other identifying features onto the catalytic converters in an attempt to trace them. Because that's one of the problems they have, is that police encounter somebody in traffic who appears to be up to no good. And they, let's just assume they approached the car on a typical traffic stop. And let's assume they had good cause to pull the vehicle over. As they walk up to the car, they see the back seat stacked this high in catalytic converters. What do they do? If they didn't catch them in the act, what can they do? So one of the things they're talking about now is possibly passing a law making it illegal to possess catalytic converters without some documentation to prove that you are rightfully in possession of them. So one bill introduced last year in Sacramento would have required that car manufacturers put the vehicle identification numbers on the catalytic converters. That bill, however, failed in the assembly. So they tried to pass a law and it was struck down. Two other laws that took effect this year require recyclers and junk dealers to keep proof that their catalytic converters are obtained legally and bar people from purchasing the devices from anyone other than an authorized seller. And I suspect what that's going to do when you pass a law like that in California, and oh, I don't know, there's a couple states nearby. California borders a few other states. I suspect a lot of these vehicles are being driven across the border, loaded with catalytic converters, and offloaded in another state and driven back in. In Los Angeles, this is just a city law, it could soon be illegal to possess a catalytic converter without proof of ownership, such as a bill of sale or a note from the previous owner. So obviously, police are going to pull you over and go, hey, you got a catalytic converter under there? How's that working out for you? You have proof you own it? Well, it's attached to the car I bought. Yeah, I can show you the bill of sale for the car. But if you're driving around with a stack of those converters in your back seat and you get pulled over, that bill would make it illegal for you to do that unless you've got bills of sale or notes from the previous owner. Now, the question is, you hand over to the police officer, say, yeah, I got a note right here. And you hand this note over and say, there's your note. The city council voted 8-4 on Tuesday to tentatively approve an ordinance that would make the violation a misdemeanor, punishable by up to $1,000, up to 6 months in jail, or both. The ordinance is slated for a second vote in April. Similar laws have been adopted in other Southern California cities, including Desert Hot Springs, Mission Viejo, Irvine, and West Hollywood. San Fernando Valley Councilman John Lee said that the LAPD have complained that it is near impossible to hold catalytic converter thieves accountable for the crimes. Tracing such a device back to its owner and proving someone holding the device was involved in the theft can be tricky. Now, of course, if you are in possession of stolen property, that's not going to be necessarily that difficult to prove if you could show where that thing came from and it was stolen. So that's always the issue, is obviously they catch somebody in the act. They're underneath the vehicle at night. It's not their vehicle, and they've got tools with them that they appear to be using to try to remove the catalytic converter from the vehicle. Then, yeah, you caught them red-handed, okay? And that's obviously the best scenario. On the other hand, they manage to get the converter off, throw it in the back of their car. They drive 20 miles. Police officer pulls them over. And let's assume it's a good stop. And the police officer looks at the catalytic converter and goes, what's that? Yeah, I found that in my driveway. I think it fell off a truck. So I was going to take it to a friend of mine and ask him if he could identify it. I don't even know what it is. Don't know. Now, what if somebody managed to put those two events together? That is, the catalytic converter got removed from a car over here and has been found in the backseat of a car over here, 20 miles away. Theoretically, you can take this catalytic converter and this vehicle has not been touched, and put them together and go, oh, look, it all lines up. Those cut marks, everything lines up. This is that one that came off this car. Okay, now you can prove it's stolen. You still can't prove this guy stole it. Now, if you were to do a lawful search of the vehicle and find the tools in there, that would go a long way towards showing that you might have some knowledge as to the fact that it's stolen. And also, and here's the interesting one, there might be some other way to connect this up. Find witnesses who saw what kind of vehicle was nearby, that kind of thing. But it is, as they're pointing out, so difficult because there are probably some nights in California where hundreds of these get stolen across the entire state, right? And so they pull somebody over and they got three catalytic converters in their car. They're probably up to no good, but so many were stolen that night. But how do they know which three these are? You know, so they got to do something. So I like the idea of making it a crime. I also like the idea of people putting their VINs onto the converters. And I also like the idea about requiring paperwork. But it does seem to me at this point that they should be able to say, look, you can't have one in your possession without paperwork. Because if you legally bought one, you go to the dealership to buy one, you're driving back to your house, you get pulled over, hey, you got a catalytic converter in your car. Yeah, I just bought it. Here's the receipt. Oh, okay. Meanwhile, the woman we mentioned at the top faces the prospect of being without a car during her entire pregnancy. So she had a mechanic install a catalytic converter that is not approved by the California Air Resources Board. The fix cost her $600, and it saved her hundreds of dollars in getting rides elsewhere. But the vehicle will not pass its smog check this summer without the Toyota converter, so she'll have to go back to her mechanic when or if that part finally comes in. So this is a crazy situation and it's still going on. It's very, very sad. And like I said before, on the occasion they catch somebody and convict them for stealing a catalytic converter, they've got to throw the book at them because so many people are getting away with it that you've got to make some examples of people. And I hope they catch people and catch them at any level, whether it's a person who's stealing it, a person who's fencing it, the person who's laundering it, and shut this down. Because it's, if you think about it from an economic viewpoint, I'm not even talking about morals here. I'm just talking about economically. The economy, okay? You know, money, okay? But I'm again, just for a thought exercise, you have a car with a catalytic converter on it. You come out in the morning and somebody has roughly hacked it off. You don't have a car for a while. Now you're wasting money on a rental, for instance. You eventually get a new catalytic converter installed in your car. That's going to cost you the cost of a catalytic converter, the cost of putting it on, and probably the cost of replacing the things it's attached to, because they probably roughly hacked those out. So pipe on this side, pipe on this side, catalytic converter in the middle, probably some hangers. And it's a whole bunch of money. And compare the money of the rental vehicle and whatever other associated things that have been done to the vehicle to fix it, along with the parts and labor of actually fixing it, and stack that amount of money up over here, and then stack it up against what the person who stole it made. And you realize, oh, if we actually are looking at this economically, it's a really, really wasteful thing for our society. Now, I mentioned earlier, I said, I'm not even talking about the morals here. Morally, it's wrong also, okay? People who steal, if they get caught, should be punished, and they shouldn't steal. But I'm simply pointing out that that's one of the reasons that they need to jump on this, because I know that what they're saying is, well, it's just pieces being stolen off of cars, people have gotten insurance, there's more important crimes out there. Well, I understand that there are some crimes that are worse than other crimes, okay? So I'm not saying that you should necessarily give someone life in prison, because that's what they get in California, because there's no death penalty. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that you have to look at it and go, it is such a wasteful thing, that you've got to take that into account also. So it's a crazy story. It's especially hitting people who drive the Priuses in California, and there is a long backlog waiting for parts. So Larry, thanks for sending it from the LA Times. It's an extremely long piece. Laura Nelson found a whole bunch of people to talk to, and they're from all walks of life, all parts of the state. The only thing tying them all together is that with theft still high, they have to wait months for the new catalytic converters for their Priuses in California. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Life is an experiment in which you may fail or succeed. Explore more. Expect least.